People say to me, well, this is happening in my life and this is happening in my life. Well, stop focusing on the negative stuff, no matter how severe it is. Allow yourself to temporarily step away from those moments and acknowledge that you found something to smile at during this time of adversity that you're experiencing.
Hey, man, this is really good shit, huh? Yeah, man, this is really cool. I'm feeling really good, man. I can't wait to get home. We can watch our favorite video podcast. Hey, I'm talking here. Oh, yeah, man. I love that show, man, with Steve Rizzo and Eric Bam, the Bam Man, man. Wow.
Hey, man, how you doing, man? Welcome to my show, man. Hey, I'm talking here.
Hey, man, it's a really good show, man.
Steve Rizzo here, and welcome to Hey, I Am Talking Here. This is a entertaining show about empowerment. It's a show that can take you to a better place personally and professionally. And I'm just in a really good mood today. So the show is brought to you by Conversations with Bob. And that's my new book. It's already 5 stars on Amazon. And if you want to know who Bob is, folks, I know some of you regular listeners know, but Bob is God. You can call it the universe, the light, the force, doesn't matter what you call it. It's important that you all know that we do have this power within us. And if you learn how to connect with it and communicate with it, it can make a major difference in your life. And what, Bob? Oh, Bob has a message for you. He said, after you've read the book from cover to cover, you will realize how much power you have over every aspect of your life. But folks, share. You listeners, you people that are on all the time here, don't forget to share and tell your friends about us, your family members, because our goal is to get the message out to the masses, especially today, because our topic is laugh it off, you owe it to yourself. Eric, come on, man.
I'm at the Eric Bam on all social media. And I not to like get too much into this, but I think that's important for the days of like having a business card are somewhat over, in my opinion. So anybody says, how can I get a hold of you? Like, you can find me at the Eric Bam on Facebook, LinkedIn, Snapchat, TikTok, everywhere. Excited about today's show, by the way.
Yeah, so am I, because it's important. Like I said, it's laugh it off, you owe it to yourself, and you do owe it to yourself. But unfortunately, during these challenging times with gas prices, food going up, and listening to the constant bombardment of the news, war going on with Ukraine and Russia, and watching all these people suffering, and everything else that's going on, you got to take time out to laugh.
Can I tell you, someone made a comment like that to me a couple weeks ago about, well, with everything going, you know what? There's always stuff going on in the world, right? And even if my world is great and your world is great, everyone's struggling all the time. And the thing I thought about the subject the last 2 weeks was, I think we've got to learn to put ourselves in a place to find laughter. Like, where, go to where it is. Like, go find it, right?
Yeah. Yes. Well, that's the key. That's so well said. That's
why I'm here.
That's where we bond, we connect.
That's why you are the big bucks.
Because, that's the whole thing. You got to find it. Because people say to me, well, this is happening in my life, and this is happening in my life. Well, stop focusing on the negative stuff, no matter how severe it is. Allow yourself to temporarily step away from those moments that are bringing you down, causing you pain, whatever it is, and take a walk somewhere. And if you're seeing two children having fun and laughing, and that brings a smile on your face, that's the beginning stages of laughter. Yeah. And acknowledge that you found something to smile at during this time of adversity that you're experiencing.
Yeah.
Watch a sitcom. Listen to comedy. Stand-up comedy. There's no excuse today, Eric. Anyone can go to YouTube at any time, punch in anything you want, and laugh your ass off. Look at the reruns of America's Funniest Videos.
No doubt.
It's all out there. But notice, the key is that once you start laughing, notice how much better you feel. And you're sending a message to that higher part of yourself, and that message is, wow, the fact that you could still laugh in the midst of what the hell you're going through is a sign that you're healing. And that's what it's all about.
You've got to find the place that makes you smile and makes you laugh. And it could be YouTube. It could be old family videos. It could be watching Steve Rizzo or listening to the Falkland Islands. There's so many places to go find funny and to go find laughter and humor. You just got to know when it's the time to go do it.
You know, I was given a speech a couple of years ago, and it's a true story. It's when I left my wallet, and I had a very important meeting. I left my wallet at the rental place, and I pull up to the phone booth to pay the toll booth to pay the toll, and I didn't have any money. I left my wallet, and the guy in the booth looks at me, and he goes, I looked at, because I was so upset, I didn't know what to say. I said, I'll have a couple of burgers, two fries, and get something for yourself there, Sparky. And he looks at me and he goes, would you like me to supersize those fries, my friend? And that's the bit. That's the way he sounded.
Right.
And I did this bit in front of 4,000 people. And the meeting planner, I won't tell you the company, was a major Fortune 100 company. And the meeting planner got offended, stating that I was making fun of people from India. I'm saying it was an impression. It was a true story. If the guy had a Jamaican accent, I would have been
happy. Right. If that's the way the guy really sounded, what's wrong with that?
And, you know, I always say to other speakers, you can have thousands of people giving you a standing ovation, and all it takes is one or two people that really got offended by something that you said, and they'll make a louder noise than the other 3,998 people. And that's what we got to watch out for. You know, I have a friend that I haven't seen in so many years. When I was performing at the Comedy Store as a comedian in the early 90s, and his name was Steve Moore. He came up to me before this, right before he was going on, and he said, you know, I was just diagnosed with HIV positive. And back then, when you were diagnosed with that, Eric, that was pretty much a severe sentence, okay?
Right.
And I said, wow, how are you dealing with it? He said, watch me. This guy went on stage, and he did 20 minutes of his act on being HIV positive, and he had 400 and some odd people in that audience fucking laughing hysterical. Right. And I'm thinking, this guy's making people laugh at that point was the most serious topic in the country, in the world, because people were dying all over the world from this disease. But here's the cool thing. When he allowed himself to confront this virus that he had from a humorous perspective, he started going back for his blood tests, and the doctors were becoming very amazed that his white blood count went up phenomenally. And he swears it's because he's been able to deal with this challenge instead of hiding from it and laughing off the fear that represented the subject matter. As a matter of fact, it wasn't too long after that where HBO gave him his own special. You know, as a matter of fact, I'd like to show a video clip from The Word According to Bob right now, then we'll get back to it. This is why important and how important laughter is, even in the midst of extreme adversity. And the message is in the book somewhere. Years ago, I attended the wake and funeral services of a dear friend. Now, I've been to many wakes and funeral services throughout the course of my life, but there was something really special about this one in particular. Awareness came over me that caused me to view the losses in my life from a totally different perspective. When the funeral service was over, a group of us met at a relative's house. Now, as you can imagine, there were still people consoling one another. But from across the room, I overheard someone telling a story about my friend, and I noticed that a few people were laughing along with it. And then someone else joined in on a conversation and told a story about my friend's love for football. And before long, everyone was in this room laughing and reminiscing about the good times they had. And in the midst of all of this laughter, I had a strange, uplifting, powerful feeling come over me. And this feeling can best be described as what I now call a smile from within. I realized I was no longer grieving over my friend. My energy level immediately shifted, and I was temporarily delivered from my pain. And it wasn't just me. We all felt that special connection to him in that moment. In fact, his wife even said, you know, I miss him and I always will, but right now I feel as if a part of him is with us and always will be. And then her brother jumped in and said, yeah, I know what you mean. It's as if he's saying to all of us, it's okay, I'm okay. Everything is as it should be, and I will always be with you. At that given moment, my friend's death was not the point of focus. The only thing that mattered to all of us was the
powerful feeling we were all experiencing. And we were all celebrating and embracing our spirit of love for him. And I believe it was our ability to laugh and reminisce about the good times that ignited that powerful sense of spirit. In such a very short time, our humor beings took us from a place of pain and uncertainty to a place of inner peace and hope. Laughter made us realize that throughout our journey, there really are no goodbyes, only good memories. The spirit moves on, and we all move on in turn in life. We all felt that smile from within that day. And I believe laughter derives from the spirit. It has a magical way of breaking down barriers and constantly reminds us that somehow, some way, we are all connected and never alone in our times of grief. Suffering may be unavoidable, but just plain suffering can be avoided. Finding the laughter in between the tough times is essential to living a happier, healthier life. And that, my friends, is the word according to Bob.
We find the laughter within the tough times. Yeah. And I know so many people, as you did, that during COVID, it's the ones that made that push to enjoy themselves and focus on what was working rather than fixating on what wasn't working are the ones that survived it. And that all is a part of laughter, folks.
Yeah.
You know, it's not just an outburst of laughter. It's smiling during the day. It's that's what your humor being does.
Yeah.
Remember, everyone, your humor being is of your higher self. It's a part of you that always brings out the best in you when times are tough. It's making that attempt and sometimes pushing yourself to acknowledge what's good rather than fixating on what life is currently throwing at you. And we don't have the power.
It's internal dialogue.
Right? Yeah. Yeah.
It's just the internal dialogue to find the humor in whatever. I got accused by my sister of being toxic positive. And I will take being toxic positive any day over being toxic negative or just being middle of the road. And I tend to deal with things with humor and tough situations with humor because I know what's good for my soul.
But years ago, I started interviewing people from various aspects of their career. I interviewed military people, and my brother Michael was one of them. People, doctors and nurses who worked in emergency wards in hospitals.
Right.
Firemen, police officers. And they all said this: humor is essential, but it's warped humor. It's sick humor. It's some people would say, whoa,
you got that.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, I heard that. But it was essential. There was one guy there was a massive accident. So I'm not going to mention the hospital or anything. He was one of the doctors and they were called in and bodies were being brought in. And he said they felt the emotional pressure and they knew that if the more bodies that were coming in with the few people that they had to handle this, if they didn't do something, they wouldn't have been able to handle it.
Right.
So what happened was this guy was also an umpire on Sundays for softball teams. He had his umpire's mask on, and every time somebody was moved from room to the next, and he's going, he's out of here, and he was doing that. And he kept doing it. He goes, first, everyone was looking at him like he was going crazy, but all of a sudden, everyone started doing it, and they're laughing their asses off. And it made an emotional shift in the way that we're dealing with all of the pain and the death that was transpiring in that room.
Yeah.
You gotta do your part. And as you do that with faith and belief that it's going to happen, even though you're going to hit snags, there's going to be mistakes, maybe a lot of them, maybe major mistakes. But if you learn from them and you keep persevering, man, you would be surprised what you can create in your world, which is why one of the principles is you really are the creator of your success and happiness. Folks, go online, purchase the book. I promise you, you will not regret it. And tell your friends about the show. Please share. And this is just simply a show about empowerment, how to get to a better place in your life personally and professionally. I love you all. Thank you for listening.
All right, let's get out of here.